For over the last 25 years, CITR's Shindig has been exposing Vancouver to the freshest, newest talent the city has to offer. Every Tuesday, starting September 14th at the Railway Club, we continue this time-honored tradition of three bands battling it out, and as always, the dreaded jokes for beer. This week's performers are
Clockmakers, Isla Taco, and Keep Tidy.
Shindig every Tuesday night at the Railway Club, 579 Dunsmuir Street, doors at 9, first band at 9:30.
Okay, what's up? Welcome to Radio Zero. It's 2 o'clock, right on the nose, as usual.
What number am I?
Yeah, it's 2 o'clock. Set your guys' clocks.
You're on number two.
If you want to sync up your clocks right now.
Yep.
Two o'clock.
It's 2 o'clock.
We're running.
Perfect. What is it, Friday at 2 o'clock? Perfect.
Military precision.
Perfect. All right, that was the barn burner. Thanks to Bob for covering for us again.
You know, the neat thing is that I've been sitting in this seat.
I was just bogarting everything.
Nah.
I'm sorry, I'm moving very slow today. My brain hurts.
I've been sitting in this seat since about 1:30, but right at 2 o'clock, I had to go take care of some business.
Yeah, all right, well, you know.
And while he was sitting there, he was just looking at me, shaking his head.
Yes, I was like, what is this? This level of professionalism is not up to par.
What is this? It's Bush League. It's Iron League radio.
Yeah. All right, guys, what's up for tonight?
You corporate scumdog.
Tons of punk rock, Ken.
Is there punk rock tonight?
DOA's playing.
Oh, yeah, DOA's playing if you're
and
in Vancouver today.
Who else is playing? The Dreadnoughts and somebody else.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess there's some punk rock done. I don't know about what about dance music. Is anything happening tonight? I don't think so.
FUBAR 2 premieres.
Oh, that's what's happening tonight for me.
Popcorn crushing in the lobby.
Yeah. Although, you know what? Okay, so I was out last night, and we were having a little party. We had a Ramones tribute party last night. It was pretty fun. Anne-Marie from White Lung came and played a bunch of records, and everybody had a good time. But Tony was there. Tony DeBroia, who you may know from the just crushing band Needles and Pins. He says to me, because I was like, hey, are you excited to go see FUBAR? And he's like, yeah, of course I'm excited. I was born excited to go see FUBAR. And I was like, oh, cool, well, I'm going to go tomorrow for the opening. Do you want to go? And he was like, not on your life, man. No way. And I was like, what? Like, okay, well, you're going to have to explain that because I don't understand. I'm getting some mixed signals here from you, buddy. But he said, he's like, you think that I want to show up outside the theater and see a bunch of dudes with, like, fake Alberta dude wigs, like, crushing pills, like, shotgunning, like, cubes of pill in the parking lot and, like, yelling and hollering at the screen and, like, as if it's, like, some big, stupid, Rocky Horror Picture Show type party. I was like, oh, no, I don't think you want to do that. Who would want to do that? So
that's
now, yeah, that is what's going to be happening, isn't it? So now I'm kind of having second thoughts about this.
We should go to a matinee on Monday, maybe.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The matinees are the sweet business. If we didn't have this radio show to do, I'd be at the matinee right now.
I'd like to interject, too. If you were a true Albertan, you'd be waiting till that movie hits the cheap theaters.
Oh yeah.
True.
Like, my folks still do. You know what I mean? Like,
true.
Was pay full price. Give me a break.
My dad once went to a movie.
The theater
I think
in Calgary. I was in Edmonton, and there was we had pickles in the theater in Edmonton.
Like those pickles that come individually wrapped, the one giant pickle.
Yeah, big deals.
Really?
Gross.
That's kind of grim.
Disgusting.
That's a weird snack, man. That was an Edmonton thing,
snack.
Though.
What did you have during the movie? I ate a huge pickle and then I drank a bunch of vinegar.
Big stinky pickle.
Yeah. And how are you feeling?
Very clean in there.
Yeah, I'm okay, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, could be better. But I guess, you know, maybe you don't like popcorn. Maybe some people are allergic to popcorn.
I don't like popcorn. But I wouldn't.
I like popcorn.
I wouldn't exchange it. I'll eat it, but I'm not a fan. It just gets stuck in my teeth and it gets all, you know, it's all over the place.
The stuck in your teeth bit I don't really like, but I feel it's sort of a necessary evil because popcorn is just so nice. I really like that popcorn place. Like, whenever I go to a mall, I'm always stoked to go to the popcorn place. What's it called? You know, the blue one? It's got the blue sign. It's called Colonel's. And they have all kinds of different popcorn.
I haven't been to the mall for a while.
Yeah, well, I don't really go either, but when I do go, I make a point of going to Colonel's to get, like, they have special It's, like, a pretty big hose job. It's, like, $10 for a bag of popcorn. They're, like, They're, whoever thought the idea up is doing a, is, you know, they have a huge house, I'm sure. But I really like the, I don't know, they got all kinds of kinds. So anyway, I'm sure that's all fantastically interesting to everybody who actually just wants to listen to music. What do we have coming up for you? I am going to play this, what am I going to play? I'm going to play DJ Deuce. I don't really know how to say his name.
Dropping a deuce?
Dropping a DJ deuce on everyone. And this is like, it's kind of like chopped and screwed cumbia. So we'll see how it all turns out. I don't know. But anyway, here we go. Happy Friday. If you want to check us out, we're on RadioZero.ca. The new podcast, or so the new mix is up, courtesy of our man Tyler Fedchuk. That came up last week, so go check it out. You can follow our track listing at twitter.com/RadioZeroRadio. You can call us up if you want to, 604-822-2487. We're going to give some stuff away later on in the program. We're going to give some stuff away later on in the program. We're going to give away a signed guitar.
Do we have a signed guitar?
Yeah, we got five of those.
Five signed guitars?
Yeah, we're going to give away five signed guitars, and but you have to come to Tony's house to pick them up.
Yeah, you have to ask Tony for them.
You got to ask Tony. He's hanging on to them because he's the only guy that's strong enough to be to have the security. all right, so let's just do this. Let me turn that up just to make sure the mixer's going to work. Okay. So here we are. It's Radio Zero. Happy Friday. Check us out on all over the internet or whatever. Here's DJ Dust. En una noche llena de estrellas, ahí bailaba la negra soledad. Yeah.
Andy Randall from No Age. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks a lot.
Hey, what's up? What just happened?
No Age guy was really loud.
No Age guy was super loud. I'm not really sure how who recorded that, but... Anyway, whatever. Tyler's here, and I'm here, and we're having coffee and muffins. What did we just hear? That was DJ Dust's... it's a lot slower, that song, than I remembered it being. So anyway, if anybody went to sleep, sorry. Also, let's talk for a minute about global warming.
What about it?
Well, how awesome is today?
It's quite nice.
It's like the middle of summer, basically. I was taking the bus out here, as I am wont to do.
Yeah, beautiful bike ride out here today.
Yeah, I was sitting on the bus and it was crowded, and I'm usually like, I'm one of these guys that like gets really cold all the time. Like, I don't know what, I'm always cold, and so people are making fun of me about it all the time. And I was on the bus, and I was like, I was leaving my house, and even on the nicest days, I always bring like a sweater or a jacket just because I feel that I'm going to get cold at some point during the day. And today, I was kind of late, and I was just like kind of a bit whatever, a bit scattered. And so I was like, okay, I'm out of here. I got to just grab my stuff, and I split. And I'm walking along, and I'm like, this is kind of nice, I guess. But I'm feeling like it's October 1st, so we can't rule out the fact that I might get cold. So I'm worried. And then I get on the bus, and it's like kind of full. And the bus is scorching hot. And I'm sitting there trying to like, I'm trying to read a book or like just whatever, you know, I'm just trying to mind my business. And I find that I can't do it because I'm just like boiling. And it's, you know, sometimes like you get really, really hot and it's almost like you start to feel really like disoriented and kind of like trapped, like frustrated. I was super mad. I was sitting between these two people in the back of the bus, and the dude next to me was sitting next to the window, and he opens the window, and I was like, oh my God, yes, the window. It's like the saving grace. I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, I'm going to be all right. I'm not going to freak out. And he opens it up, puts his hand out of the bus, flaps his hand around in the wind, and then closes the window, like as if it's too cold on the bus now because the window is open. And it's funny because this is something that I would normally do, except I'm such a coward that I would open the window and then I would think that it was going to offend people if I closed it again. So I just keep it open and freeze. But yeah, that's actually pretty I'm like pretty prone to doing that kind of stupid garbage. But this guy closes the window and then just settles in. But he had a glass of water. He had like a bottle of water. So he's like chugging down water. So I'm thinking to myself, there's no way this guy can be the right temperature. He's chugging down water. And like, there's a quick way around this and it'll help my scene too. Open the window. But again, as I just mentioned, I'm a big coward. So I didn't say anything. I just sat there sweating and confused for the whole bus ride. I got off the bus. I was like, oh, God. Finally, I'm off. But anyway. So there's that. That's what I did today so far. I don't know. Let's listen to some more music, I guess. What do we got coming up? This is Copy. And this is a song called Can You Smell It? This is the Starfucker remix. I don't really know who that person is, so this is a new remix, and I don't really, I don't know.
This star person's been around for a while, but I don't know who they are either.
This star person? This star person? Yeah.
Star person, yes.
Okay, so anyway, this star person has been around for a while, but, we don't know any details about them.
Nope.
So, anyway, see for yourself, everyone. You may choose. Okay, Radio Zero, here comes Copy.
We'll be right back.
Okay, like,
okay, sure,
right?
Sure, whatever. Yeah, okay. Hey, okay, what do we hear there? That was DJ Orion. Before that, we heard DJ Panic. Awesome Latin-sounding music, and kind of not that new. That DJ Panic song we heard, that was two songs ago, and that's called Te Ves Buena, and that was off of the Berza Discos EP number 3. Recently, we heard Gavin, a.k.a. Oro 11. He was here with Paul Devereaux and Eric Devereaux. They played a party. I was out of the country, so I missed it, but apparently it was really shredding. If you missed it, you really missed out, and you blew it. But Oro 11 does a monthly party called Tormenta Tropical that I've been kind of talking about for a little while, but get familiar with it. It's in San Francisco. They do one in San Francisco, and maybe they do it every once in a while in L.A. But there's a couple of dudes that are all sort of involved with that scene. Guy called Disco Sean, Oro 11, of course, Chief Boima, who is... living in San Francisco, I guess. And then there's a couple other dudes around the country. Uproot Andy is living in New York now, but I think it's by way of San Francisco. Just a lot of cool guys. You can check out their blog. It's called Dutty Arts. And there's all kinds of cool stuff. And they're bros with the Secus crew in London. They do a monthly party, and that's a pretty cool thing, too. Go on YouTube and check that out. It's kind of like... global bass music and, I don't know, world-sounding gutter music, bashment, I guess, a little bit, and stuff like that. I don't know, a bunch of music styles that have really specific names that don't really mean anything. All right, so we're going to switch gears a little bit. I'm going to play, like, a radio rip, what we have here is new stuff from Jamie of the XX. Jamie, of course, is the guy who makes all the music and stands at the back and plays digital drums. He's not the guitarist who's extra sexy all the time or the girl with the deep voice.
That guy is extra
he's
sexy.
He's the other one. He's got a new track. This is his solo project. I don't think there's a title for it yet. And this song is called Far Nearer. It kind of sounds, in my opinion, it sounds a bit like... never mind. I can't think of it off the top of my head, so whatever. I'll talk about it afterwards. Whatever. This is Jamie XX with a track called Far Near on Radio Zero.
Thank you. It is tonight's Exposure Hot 1 on XFM. It's Far Nearer, produced and created by Jamie XX.
Three guests. Far Nearer. Sorry about that, everybody. It's a radio rip. And Jamie, it's the only place you can get it right now, so whatever.
So you guys still talking?
Yeah, he's still talking. He talks all the way to the end. You can't hear it because we can't hear because the mics are cued. Anyway, yeah, so we got that via XFM, via the fader or whatever. It's not like we have the single or something. Anyway, that was news from Jamie XX, and that's really good stuff. Anyway, I thought it would earlier. I thought it sounded like, and I couldn't remember what. And I think it sounds a bit like Studio, which is kind of that's pretty cool. I think. Anyway, what's up with you, Tyler? Were we gonna put something on?
What are we gonna put on? New song from CFCF?
Yeah, definitely. Let's listen to new CFCF.
Our pal CFCF,
Canadian talent.
Is he hanging out with?
He's hanging out with none other than Cam Reed Babe Rainbow.
Cam Reed and the Babe Rainbows.
They did a party last night or the night before. They did like a Chopped and Screwed party.
Oh yeah.
At Pop Montreal. I wish I could have been there for it.
That would have been sweet.
Yeah, it would have been cool. Okay, everyone, here we go. New CFCF or what?
Brand new CFCF from his forthcoming album coming out on Revenge or EP coming out on Revenge.
Which is a sweet label, thanks very much.
Before and After Light.
Before and After Light on Radio Zero.
Go for it.
All right. So, am I talking now?
Yeah, we are. Absolutely.
You gotta turn the mixer down a little bit, too.
It's gonna come down.
Okay. Hey.
Just like that.
All right. So, okay. I was in the middle of telling a story to Tyler while we were listening to our pal CFCF there. But we decided, I'm just going to tell it on the air. So, here's my my morning this morning. Aside from being a coward on the bus, so things are going great for me
today. Public transit coward.
Public transit coward. Notable public transit coward, Cam Dales. So I was recently away. I was in Europe for like a month. And when I got home, well, first, okay, I'll frame this. My shower drain in my apartment, like every couple of months, gets clogged up. And I don't know what it is, but like, I just pour Drano in it and it's fine. You know, it's like, it just goes away. So I don't know. Maybe they're like the pipes aren't fitted properly, or maybe it's just like it's a bit wonky or something, or maybe I just like shed lots of hair or something. I don't know what it is. Whatever it is, every couple of months, I have to pour Drano in my drain. So this is not a big deal, but anyway, so I left for Europe, but before I left for Europe, my drain was kind of going slow, and I remember talking with my brother, and I was like, oh, I need to call the guy who owns this apartment and get him to call someone and just sort this drain out once and for all, so I don't have to like pour Drano in it all the time, because I don't necessarily like the idea of pouring Drano in drains. So anyway, I left for Europe because I didn't think about it, because of course not. And I get back from Europe and my drain's going really, really slow. A friend of mine stayed there for like a week and like maybe did like really contributed to the clogging process or whatever, but I got there and it's like it's barely. Well, it's a girl. She's got lots of hair and like, you know, she's got big, like long, long hair. Maybe she, like, lots of hair came out. Maybe she was stressed or something.
Doing
like
a lot of hair cutting.
Yeah, she's cutting her hair. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, we're getting sidetracked. The point is the drain was so slow that I'd like stand in the shower and like, I don't take incredibly long showers, but I'd be like standing in like water up to my ankles by the end of it. It was really gross. And I was like, oh, this sucks. But when I got back, I had two messages in my phone's inbox. One was from this lady at a property management company, which is the property management company that manages the building that I live in. And she says, hey, we got a call from your owner, and he has said that you are having a problem with your drain. So let's, why don't you call Roto-Rooter? We've notified them that you're going to be calling. You just got to call and schedule a time, and they'll come and snake your drain. And then I was like, oh, wow, what an attentive owner. He must have, because I must have talked to him, and I must have, he must have gone in to check on the place because he knew I was going to go away, and he must have just saw for himself, and he sorted it out because he's a grown man, and he knows how to do that kind of thing. And then the second message was from Roto-Rooter, and they're like, hey, we talked to your property management company. All you got to do is give us a call, and we'll sort it out. We'll come over to your house and snake your drain and fix it all up, and everything's going to be great. I was like, yeah, this is great. Wow, I'm so stoked that I have this network of people that are not total idiots. So anyway, I didn't call them for a couple days, and then I got a call from Roto-Rooter, and they're like, hey, we're just following up with you. When do you want to schedule? I'm like, well, I don't know. When can you do it? And the only time that they could come was today, Friday, between 9 and 11. Now, Friday between 9 and 11 is a bit of a sticky time for me because me and Tyler do a party on Thursday nights, so we're usually up pretty late, and so I'm going to be grumpy and not wanting to get out of bed between 9 and 11. You know how it goes. Sometimes you just got to deal with the breaks the way they come your way. So I'm like, all right, fine. That's the only time you guys can come? No problem. I guess I'll just suck it up. So I get a phone call today, and I'm fully expecting, like they say between 9 and 11, it's like the cable guy coming, you know, like, yeah, we'll be there between, you know, 9 and 4, and they come at like 6:30 or whatever. So I'm like, ah, it's fine. The guy won't be there until like at least 11 o'clock. So 9:15 rolls around, and my phone is ringing off the hook. I get woken up. I'm just like, oh, God. And it's this guy, and he's like, hey, so I'm from Roto-Rooter. I'm outside, and there's nowhere to park because I guess they're shooting a movie outside your house or something. So I'm outside your underground. Can you come let me in? I'm like, yeah, okay, I guess. So I like get dressed, go down, come out of the underground, and I look out, and there's no car. There's no one. And I'm like, okay, well, he must be around the other side. So I walk around the whole block, not only is there no Roto-Rooter car, there's no cars at all. It's a barren wasteland. There's a million billion places to park. And I'm like, what? Like, what's going on here? So I get on the phone. I call this guy. And I'm like, hey, hello, Curtis, or whatever his name is. Like, where are you? He's like, I'm outside your thing. Where are you? I'm like, what? Well, I'm here. I'm standing here. You can't be outside. And then I'm like, oh, God. And it hits me. I'm like, all right, what address are you at? And he tells me that he's at an address downtown where I used to live, seriously, 3 years ago. I haven't lived there in 3 years. And the owner of the place, I'm still listed. He must not have rented to anyone in, like, so long. But I'm now listed still as, like, the guy living in this property. So I'm like, okay, man, I don't know what to tell you. I'm not the guy to be talking to. You got to call the owner or talk to your manager or whatever. But, like, I don't live there. Sorry to, you know, sorry about the confusion or whatever. So then I get, an angry phone call from Roto-Rooter. And the lady's like, what is this? You're not at home? And I'm like, no, I am at home. You're going to the wrong home. There was, a huge mix-up. I'm sorry, but, I thought that the owner of my current place, where I currently coincidentally have a problem with my drain, I thought that my owner was just doing me a massive solid while I was away, but I guess that isn't the case. But then she says to me, she's like, oh, okay, well, you don't coincidentally live in a unit called number 216, do you? I'm like, no, I don't. And she's like, oh, all right. So I guess, but the problem doesn't end there. The problem, I guess the dude went in because he buzzed someone else to come into the building. So he got in and he went up to the unit to see if someone was home. Right. Obviously, there's no one home because no one lives there. And, but he got in the process, he got held up by two other residents in the building that just noticed he had a Roto-Rooter, pair of overalls on. They're like, oh my God, you know how to do drains? And I guess, I mean, I don't know what's happening in this building, but these people...
Drain epidemic.
These people...
At one East Cordova.
They were in the two adjacent units to my old unit, and they said that they had water all over their floors and, coming in their ceilings, and so, who knows what could happen? But I'm thinking to myself, maybe my old house, someone ran a bath, and, maybe they're still in it,
Oh, corpse water part two.
Yeah, corpse water part two. Exactly. Did we tell Corpse Water Part 1?
We might have told Corpse Water 1.
Did we tell Corpse Water Part 1? No, I don't think we did.
You should tell Corpse Water 1 just to give a point of reference to why we're saying Corpse Water.
All right, Corpse Water 1. Should I tell Corpse Water 1 after some music?
Let's play some music, and then we'll play Party Talk by Craft Spells.
Okay, and then I'll tell Corpse Water.
More Corpse Water, coming
more
up.
More Corpse Water tales.
Yes, tales right. From the Corpse Water.
All right, here's more music on Radio
this is
Zero.
Radio Zero on CITR, 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver. This is Craft Spells with Party Talk. We'll be right back.
I'm not saying that we should build a
Oh yeah, let's plug that. Hey, what's up? That was Orange Juice.
Falling and Laughing was the track off of You Can't Hide Your Love Forever, their first LP.
That means long player.
Long player off of, from Postcard Records out of Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so, as promised, let's get into some Corpse Water stories
here.
Let's
get into Corpse Water Part 1. So, we did this out of sequence, but... if you've been tuning in, if you were listening before that little block of songs, I was telling a story that we've now dubbed Corpse Water Part 2. And the synopsis of the story is, I went away to Europe, I came back, there was a message on my machine from Roto-Rooter saying, we got to come and fix your drain, and I had a drain, my drain was running slowly, so I was like, oh, my owner's really on the ball. Then the guy came today, I scheduled, and then the guy came, but he didn't show up at my house, and he ended up showing up at my previous apartment, or two previous apartments ago. At this place where I used to live, and I guess the guy who owns it doesn't have anyone else living there, but I'm still listed as like the person, as the tenant or whatever. So anyway, the guy went in the building, the Roto-Rooter guy, and he got like mobbed by other people in the building that just recognized his coveralls. They were like, oh my god, you gotta help us, our drains are so screwed up, there's water all over our floors, it's coming in our ceilings or whatever. And they're the people that are living in the adjacent units to the unit I used to live in. So it led me to believe that maybe whoever's in there like ran a bath for themselves and then died and then they're still in it and then the bath is maybe still running and so that's corpse water. So they got corpse water on their floors. So that's corpse water part
two. At least
two.
They weren't dancing in it.
That's true. Well, we're getting to that. So...
Oh, I should be laughing about this one. This is rough.
It's not that funny, but it's funny because it didn't end up being corpse water.
Okay, well, that's...
All right, so... We on Monday nights, if you guys have been tuning in at all, you know that on Monday nights, Tyler and myself and Trevor Risk do this party called the Ice Cream Social, and it's at this bar down in, at the gateway to historic Chinatown in Vancouver, which is a pretty scuzz bucket of a neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
And above the bar is a low-income or low-rent hotel where people
can... Low-income housing, single occupancy.
Single occupancy, low-income housing. It's in an old hotel.
Yeah.
Now, this hotel is kind of notorious. They have a lot of... It accounts for a lot of 911 calls every year. There's a lot of, like, drugs and just generally unhealthy stuff going on there. And it's actually not out of the question that someone would take a bath and expire whilst in the bath, then leaving the bath water, and then, they'd start to decompose or the bath water still runs, and it creates big problems. This is not a good thing.
It's happened.
It's happened. So... Anyway, we're playing. This is a couple, I guess a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's in the height of the summer, and we've got the air conditioner. We're one of the only bars in the city that has air conditioning, and so we're stoked. We got the air conditioner just blasting in this place because there are a lot of people, and it's getting pretty hot in there. And all of a sudden, and we play right under kind of where the air conditioner is, and there's water all of a sudden dripping. It starts with a little drip, and then...
We couldn't tell where it was coming from.
We didn't know where it was coming from. There's water dripping all over the place. I'm going, what is this? This is no good. So what we did is we moved our table with all our stuff on it so it wouldn't get water dripped on it. And then the water starts dripping a little bit more. And then it's all of a sudden it's a trickle. And then from a trickle, it turns into... Over the course of about half an hour, it went from like drip, 10, 15 seconds, drip, you know, like to like powerful waterfall. And this water is... blasting out of the ceiling, and the first thing I think to myself is, oh my god, corpse water.
No, we got the pail to collect the water.
Right, the pail's overflowing.
And then we realized that the water was not even clear. It was, like, pretty murky.
Yeah, the water was murk. Exactly. So, yeah, I'm thinking to myself, oh no, this is corpse water. This is gross and dangerous.
Yeah.
And
I'm looking, and I'm kind of, but I'm still, like, I'm DJing, I'm busy, you know, but I'm kind of thinking, this is terrible, we've got to do something about this corpse
water. People are dancing in it.
And people are dancing in the water.
And I keep
heads under it.
I keep on pushing them out of the way, I'm like, don't dance in this, like, don't dance in this, like.
Corpse water, get away from the corpse water.
It was one of these moments where I'm just like, oh, you can't do this, we're all going to die if you do this, we're all going to get the plague.
There's, like, people cupping their hands in the water.
Yeah.
Splashing their
friends. Yeah, we're going to get the plague by doing this.
We're having such a happy-go-lucky time playing in this corpse water. Like, oh my God, we're all. This is how 28 Days Later starts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're all going to turn into a
1960s zombies.
Army. But anyway, so yeah, that's Corpse Water Part 1. It ended up turning out that the air conditioner just had something wrong with it, and the, like, coolant in it, broke open. No,
what happened was it ended up with a giant, it wasn't thawing out properly or whatever, it had a giant ice block on the side of it. That all of a sudden started to melt.
It started melting everywhere.
And it was like a, you know, big, like, 100 and probably 200-pound chunk of ice on the side of this thing.
It's good thing it didn't fall on us.
That's also nice that it didn't kill us.
So two good things. It wasn't corpse water, and the ice didn't fall on us.
It didn't turn us into corpses.
It didn't make us into corpses.
Yeah.
Another great story on Radio Zero. The zero in Radio Zero stands for zero music, all talk.
Yeah. All talk, all the time.
Traffic news, sports, and weather on the ones.
Traffic and weather on the ones. Let's, I guess, amend the corpse water story with a funeral song.
Oh, very cute.
From Minx. This is Funeral Song on Radio Zero.
Wild ghost is following me. Wild ghost is following me. I've got some feet for the longing. I got the pillow for the bad dreams. The apparition dancing with me, stepping down all over my feet.
Yeah, sorry.
What was that, Twin Shadow?
That was Twin Shadow. At My Heels was the name of the track. The album's called Forget, and it came out on Tuesday.
Okay.
Via Terrible Records. And Terrible Records is Chris from Grizzly Bear's personal label.
And it's not terrible.
What? Just what they're calling it. It's just a name, Cam.
It's funny.
It doesn't mean anything.
It's a funny name.
Right. So we're trying to trend Corpse Water right now. If anybody out there wants to Twitter...
Get on Twitter and write number Corpse Water.
Number sign Corpse Water. We're going to hashtag the heck out of this.
We're trying to get up to the top.
We're going to try to get Corpse Water up to the top.
Corpse Water to the top!
This weekend. Tonight, I'm not doing anything tonight.
Me neither.
I'm taking the night off. I might go and work on... Maybe we'll be working on a Lady Hawk remix with the J-Man.
Not me. I'm going to eat tomato soup and a grilled cheese sandwich and go to bed.
I got
to
get some tomato soup. That's what I got to get.
And tomato soup
I
can is so good.
Have some tomato soup and some jerk chicken salad sandwiches with chicken, barbecue chicken and apple, you know.
That sounds good.
It is really good, actually.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Tomorrow night, though, there's a show.
Absolutely.
We're playing at.
Or two shows we're playing at,
two
actually.
Two shows we're playing at. That's right, two shows. We're the hardest workingest guys in the world.
Yeah.
You can tell by the professionalism of the show.
Oh, man, I am with it today.
Tomorrow night at the Astoria.
I think me and Cam both combined might have got 2 hours of sleep.
Oh, if we're lucky. Nice cookies. No, I'm good.
Narwhal's offering us cookies.
We're playing tomorrow at the Astoria, and what are the bands playing? Needles and Pins, of course.
Needles and Pins.
And Heavy Chains, and I was like being a super fan to Anne-Marie last night, but Heavy Chains is awesome. It's Anne-Marie, the drummer from White Lung. It's Andrea, the singer and bass player from New Sensei, and it's Brody, who plays guitar and sings, and he is in, what's the other band that Brody's in? Well, he's in Eating Out, but he's in another band too.
Oh, Brody, is he in?
He's in lots of bands, really.
I can't remember.
Anyway, yeah. He's in all kinds of stuff. But he's an awesome guy. Oh, and the other band is called Slow Learners.
Right.
Slow Learners. That's at the Astoria. Doors are at 9. The shows are going to start at, you know, I don't know, whenever they start, 10 o'clock or whatever. And then we're also going to be playing late at the Cobalt for, there's a record release party.
The Valuables. It's our pal Corey's band, The Valuables.
Yep.
Having a record, their album release or EP release party. With Los Furios and the Elixirs. I don't know who those guys are, but it's the us and me and Cam as the Ice Cream Social guys and the Soul Club dudes and Jared.
Jared Odell and Johnny Grayson.
Jared Odell and Johnny Grayson as the Soul Club dudes. And Jared came over last night. He's like, "We're going to destroy you guys on Saturday night." And I was like, "Yeah, you probably will. It's at school." He's like, "Oh, what? I'm trying to start beef here. This is not working."
Yeah, he told me that too. He's like, "I'm bringing fighting records." What? Oh, I'm bringing sex records, I guess. I don't want to fight you.
No. So anyways, the Soul Club guys are DJing there, as well as the Ice Cream Social guys and a couple of bands.
Soul Club's playing aggressive fight music, and Ice Cream Social's going to be playing weak hugging music.
Hug music, yeah. Hugging songs from the 60s.
Yeah. We're all hugging.
But the Cobalt's open until 3, so we're going to be there from 2 to 3 playing tunes, and maybe from probably 10 to 11, maybe.
At the Astoria?
At the Cobalt.
At the Cobalt.
The Astoria will be there from...
It'll be 10 to 11, then the Astoria, then back to the Cobalt? We're going to be running all over.
Yeah, one of us will have to be at each place at the beginning of the night, and then we'll combine forces at the Astoria for the midsection of the night.
Cool.
And then we'll... Anyways, so the Astoria...
So now everyone knows how we're going to do this.
Yeah, gave away the magic.
Yeah. Now you guys know you've pulled back the curtain. See the Wizard of Oz. Yeah,
there's no mind freak in this audience.
Oh God! All right.
So, yes, this weekend, tomorrow night, go to the Astoria, go to the Cobalt. We'll be at both places.
See rock and roll. We'll be tomorrow's doing a rock and roll kind of a night.
It's gonna be definitely lots of rock and roll.
It's gonna be great. We're signing off. Nardwar's coming up.
Right, Lo-Fi Funk just released their new EP single, Sleepless, and they did a live broadcast concert from Stockholm on Tuesday, I think. I watched whatever I could. The feed was kind of choppy.
Uh-huh.
But they also just released a remix they did for fellow Swedes, the Radio Department, and this is Heavens on Fire, the Lo-Fi Funk remix of... Well, the Radio Department is the band, Heavens on Fire is the song, and Lo-Fi Funk are the kids that did the remix on Radio Zero. Nardwar's coming up next with Atari Teenage Riot interview.
And Joanna Newsom.
Stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver. We'll be right back.
bed together, but it's pointless. One look at you, now hell's on fire. Hell's on fire. It seems like everyone is on your side. Outnumbered by those who take no pride. And constantly moving against the tide. Trying to choose that appreciate out of time.
For that.
Ah!